you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Ridiculous News is a production of iHeartRadio and Cool 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 Audio.
With amazing and crazy topics to pick and to choose, you are now tuned in to Ridiculous News with interesting views on breaking the rules of broadcasting and all sorts of wild reports to keep us laughing with funny off-brand upbeat journalism, the strange and unusual stories of what we give them when it's all about Ridiculous News everywhere. We talking about Ridiculous News over here.
Hey everyone, welcome to Ridiculous News. This isn't your average news show. We cover stuff you didn't realize was news, from the wild and funny to the deep and hidden to the absolutely ridiculous.
I'm Bill Worley, an Atlanta-based filmmaker and comedian, and I'm a man old enough to remember when gas was once 79 cents a gallon.
Oh,
Mark.
Wow.
That said, that was actually a brand new gas station. It was an opening day special, and it was in the mid-90s.
Okay. Well, you got to live in the mid-90s.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hey, everyone. I'm Mark Kendall. I'm a comedian based out of Atlanta. And, you know, I got to say, I'm not too good to carpool. When it comes to driving around with folks, the more the merrier. That's what I say.
Yeah. Get them in the Camry.
Get them in the Camry.
Let's go ride in a Volt.
Yeah.
You know what? Carpooling is always better.
Yeah. Today is a deep dive episode about gas prices. You know, paying for gas, as we all know, that adds up. And we've already seen this year that sometimes it can really add up. So we'll be looking at different aspects of the gasoline industry and its impact on folks.
Yeah. Some really interesting stuff.
Absolutely.
Well, first off, let's start off with some quick ridiculous news nibbles. We'll be talking about some news stories that are a little crazy about gas from the last several years. Starting off, it's official, Mark. You can't buy leaded gasoline for cars anywhere on Earth.
Wow.
Algeria finally halted the sale of leaded gas and prompted the UN to declare the official end for its use in cars. And it's always been a mystery to me because I know we always see unleaded gas.
Right.
And I know I just said I was super old, but I don't remember leaded gas.
Yeah, I'd never realized that either. I've only seen unleaded. And when you see that, you're like, well, it must be someplace if
right.
There's unleaded. Yeah, but apparently, you know, last year, you know, it's no longer a thing.
And it's no longer a thing because, and as we know, lead and paint, lead is a terrible thing. Mm-hmm. Petroleum used to control a form of lead. Sold 100 years ago, so I don't know who the unleaded signs are for at this point, but it increased engine performance, but it could cause heart disease, jeez, strokes,
yeah,
and brain damage.
That sounds scary.
Yeah, I'm glad it's unleaded.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
thank God. There's actually studies suggesting that it caused measurable intellectual impairment in children and millions of premature deaths. Most rich nations actually started phasing out that fuel in the 1980s,
okay,
but it was still widely used in low and middle income countries until 2002. And that's when the UN launched a campaign to abolish it. So, you know, I am sorry for all the people out there that were exposed.
I know. Yeah. That's really tough. But I guess the positive side of that is that it seems like that's no longer the case.
Yeah.
You know,
and it kind of explains boomers. I'm sorry, boomers. I love you.
We do. Yeah. Well, Bill, I got another headline for you.
Yeah.
So a pastor gifts $10,000 in gasoline cards for Gas on God giveaway. All right. So this is from the Griot.
Exciting.
Yeah. So a pastor in Charlotte, North Carolina, tried to help ease the pain his community is feeling financially with a $10,000 gas card giveaway that he dubbed Gas on God.
Gas is on God today. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So Pastor Brian Karn is the leader of Kingdom City Church. And according to Spectrum News One, he gave the cards away to Charlotte residents Saturday because running out of gas is a feeling no one wants to experience.
Amen.
Yeah. And whenever people have to make a choice between gas and children going to school or eating, said Karn, it's a real tragedy. So Spectrum News One notes that $10,000 for gas purchases came from Karn's personal finances.
Now, you know, okay, so I'm a son of a preacher.
Yeah.
And I'm hopefully, hey, Dad. And he might be listening. But he's a Presbyterian minister. And you know, they're not really fancy. They, you know, he didn't get paid a whole lot of money. Sorry, Dad. But when I hear $10,000 from his personal finances, I don't know. That just strikes me as, I wonder what kind of preacher he is. Mm. You know, if he's kind of a Kingdom City church, what kind of... It's nice regardless, but just from my own experience growing up, not a lot of preachers have 10K hanging around, so that just makes it all that much more special.
Cool. He maintained that he's simply following his purpose and the example set by a higher power. And then he said, well, Jesus fed them, and then he ministered to them, Karn said. So right now, food is gas. So
it's like Jesus handing out a basket.
Right.
But yeah. Instead of fish, obviously it's little bags of gasoline or gas cards in this case.
So he gave away the $35 gas cards to more than 300 drivers on the west side of the city and also dispensed groceries and other gift cards to families. And so he went on to say, we got to get out here. People are hurting. People have situations. One man literally pushed his car up here, was out of gas. Another lady came and said, I'll need gas, but I need prayer.
Nice. Yeah. You know, I think that's wonderful. That one of the amazing things churches do is just helping out the community. I know a lot of churches get bad press because of some of the right-wing stuff going on. So this is one of those reminders that, hey, there's a lot of wonderful people in church helping people out.
Yeah, I mean, that would be an exciting church service. It's like you show up, it's like, please, you know, turn your Bibles to whatever chapter or verse you turn it. There's a gift card in there. You're like,
Get a gift card and you get it. That is cool. That would be the perfect way to do it.
I realize that's not every Sunday, but that's an image.
It should
that
be
came
every
to mind.
Sunday.
That'd be cool.
Why not?
Cool.
Well, you know, speaking of paying for gas, there was a man in Virginia who had as we all know, gas prices are so high. He had a $416 bill.
Jeez.
And he actually returned to the gas station because he couldn't pay it all. That was such a big bill. The clerk said the customer purchased 86 gallons of fuel. Man, what was he driving?
Yeah.
Doesn't say. But it cost him $416.95, and he was only able to pay a small portion, leaving a balance of $352.08. And the clerk had called the police, and the police say the customer had promised to return to pay the remaining bill, but the clerk was concerned because he hadn't returned by the end of the day, and that's why he called the sheriff's office.
Okay.
And then when the sheriff, the deputy, made contact with the customer, the man was, quote, already on his way to pay off the balance, which...
That's a good... I guess that's the only answer you can really have.
Right?
You know, also, that'd be surprising. You know, you get a call from the sheriff, you're like, where are you at with that? It's like... I'm on the highway right now.
I can see the gas station officer.
Man, this traffic is crazy. Can you believe this? On my way.
It's 9 p.m., sir. There's no traffic at all.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, there was I'm helping a person cross the street.
Checks out. Yeah. Store checks out. And the tab was paid, and you know, all is well. But man, wow, this is like drive smaller cars.
Yeah.
That's terrible advice.
I have not filled up 86 gallons before, but so this is a slightly different example. But I do remember. This reminds me of. Once I went to a restaurant, didn't get much. I had like a Sprite or something like that, but I just forgot to pay. And then I was able to go back the next morning and they were very gracious, but this happened to me before.
Oh man, so you got a Sprite. And yeah. were you with other people?
I was with other people. Yeah. And I guess I was years ago. I was at a Sprite. I was watching a basketball game. I'm pretty sure it was just like a soda or something like that. It wasn't, I don't remember racking up like a bill or anything. But anyway, I just lost track of it. And then I left. And then my friend was just like, "Oh man, you didn't pay." And I was like, "Oh no." And so the next morning I went, paid it. And
this is another part of this segment we like to call Mark Kendall is the greatest person on earth.
No, I promise you.
Yes, everybody.
It is not.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Kendall goes back to pay for his rent. You know, Mark, when we went out, because we had a piece showing at that film slam, it was a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I also had a Sprite at a bar in Atlanta. What bar was that? Is that Highlander?
I think it was Highlander.
Highlander. Yeah. And a bunch of friends and filmmakers were there. It was actually a lot of fun. And I got a Sprite. And then the night went on and I went over to pay for it. And I asked the lady, I was like, "Oh, can I pay for my Sprite?" And she said, "Someone else paid for it," which made me feel good, but also guilty.
Oh, interesting.
A little guilty because there were still people there, but not as many people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know.
That's interesting. Not to tell you what to feel at all, Bill. That's not what I'm doing. I just wish you wouldn't feel guilty about someone doing something nice for you. That's all.
That's true. Well, yeah. here's where my neurotic mind went is I was like, okay, did someone do something nice for me? Or were they just like, damn it, Bill left. I got to cover that guy.
Dude,
yet again.
I know that feeling, man. Because it's like, you know, when there was that Sprite that I didn't pay, I was like, oh man, I don't know how that screwed up that person's night or, you know, whatever. Right. I just don't know. And so I feel you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're really mean people, you guys. Brutal hosts.
We're going to take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsor.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With amazing and crazy topics to pick and to choose, you are now tuned in to Ridiculous News.
All right, y'all, so time for our main course. Now, as we discussed earlier, we're talking about gas prices today. So we just kind of want to talk a little bit more about the gasoline industry and how that has an impact on people's everyday lives. We pulled this source from Newsweek, thanks to Casey, our researcher.
Thank you, Casey.
Yeah, and so this headline is, "A full tank for a full day's wages." So if a worker earning minimum wage were to fill a 12-gallon tank of gas today, it would cost them almost an entire day's pay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, especially because those workers are probably the kind of people who have to go to work and have to drive and not all the white-collar folks that are working from home.
Yeah, and then depending on, you know, the type of job or where you are at, you might have to go a really long way, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever. And so that's really tough.
Yeah. This other from Inforum was talking about that can be add up to like an extra $2,500 per year for gas.
Wow.
So it's assuming you live in Fargo, North Dakota, you have a 7-mile commute, your car gets 26 miles to a gallon. Yeah, it all adds up. There's a lot of numbers here that I'll spare folks from. But I mean, you know, a family, typical family in Fargo will spend about $2,500 more on gas this year. So one of those things, those little amounts that add up, you know, living in a city, and I have a plug-in hybrid, so, you know, it just feels snobby and better than people, which is terrible. But I will say that I don't get as affected by it, but I also don't drive those long distances. And I think us in cities, we don't have, you know, we probably, I would say, most of us have a shorter commute than some people out in rural communities that have to drive far.
In rural communities, for sure. But also something that I'll say about like Atlanta that's tough is that we do not have the best public transportation system.
Right.
And our city happens to be spread really farther out.
Yes.
So it's just like Atlanta's one of those cities, and I imagine that there are other cities like it, where it's like if you don't have a car, it can be tough. You know, like,
yeah.
And just depending on where you live and where your job is, you know. It's a real challenging thing.
Yeah. One of the things that when we were talking about this topic, Mark, was like one thing I'm always interested in is how the government subsidizes certain things, mm-hmm. you know, like milk or, you know, you have different commodities and then for gas.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, you can buy an electric car, you can get like a $7,500 credit. Mm-hmm. You know, there's different credits you can get for putting solar panels on your house and things like that. But the coal, oil, and natural gas also receive a lot of subsidies. In fact, according to this report from Yale, the Yale School of the Environment, coal, oil, and natural gas received $5.9 trillion in subsidies back in 2020. And that's roughly $11 million every minute.
Wow.
Which, yeah, it strikes me as just odd that that's, we're spending so much money on something that can be so detrimental to the environment.
Mm-hmm. I think these next couple of facts kind of relate to that just in terms of just how much money is tied up in this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So fossil fuel subsidies are one of the biggest financial barriers hampering the world's shift to renewable energy sources.
Yeah.
So the research says each year, governments around the world pour around $500 billion into artificially lowering the price of fossil fuels, more than triple what renewables receive. And this is despite repeated pledges by politicians to end this kind of support, including statements from the G7 and G20 groups of nations. And so we have a quote where it says, "I think everyone seems to be basically on the same page that something needs to be done about fossil fuel subsidies," says Haravan Aselt, a specialist in climate law and policy at the University of Eastern Finland. They go on to say, "It's the discrepancy between the rhetoric and the reality that is starting to bite a little bit. We're figuring out that it's incredibly challenging to actually make it happen."
Yeah. And I, you know, as young people, they're mad. They're mad about it. You have folks like Greta Thunberg, who is that famous young activist, Scandinavian activist. And she's mad. She's taken boats from, you know, Europe to America to kind of highlight the amount of gas it takes to fly and all these things. And it's kind of scary to think about what kind of world we're leaving her sometimes.
Yeah, totally, Bill. And just to add to that, a 2020 report by IRENA tracked some $634 billion in energy sector subsidies in 2020. And this found that around 70% went to fossil fuels and only 20% went to renewable power generation, 6% to biofuels, and just 3% to nuclear. And then we have a quote that says, "This overwhelming imbalance of subsidies between fossil fuels and clean energy is a drag on us achieving the Paris climate goals," says Taylor, who wrote the report. The balance of these numbers varies from year to year because fossil fuel subsidies swing around depending largely on the price of oil, he went on to add.
Right. Right. Yeah. This cost of gas is going to create crazy scenarios. For example, all right, y'all, let's turn out the lights here. Is anybody left here? Mark.
Oh, hey, boss. How's it going?
Hey. Yeah. You're still here.
I'm going to put some tea on the kettle as I wind things down. Can I get you any chamomile, sleepy time tea, mango passion?
I'm going to drive home. Sleepy time tea.
Oh, right. Yeah, you want some caffeine then. All right.
Yeah, yeah. Why are you drinking sleepy time at the office?
Oh, well, I'm sleeping here. Yeah. Yeah. You know, gas prices, ridiculous, you know, taking up a lot of my wages. So I figure I'll sleep here Monday through Friday. The boss won't, or you're the boss.
I'm the boss.
I'm sorry to be confrontational, but it's just like you're making us no longer work from home. So it's like I figure I'll stay in the office, live here Monday through Friday, go back home on the weekends and raise my children.
Oh my gosh, your kids, are they're home alone?
Oh no, they're coming over to sleep over here.
Oh my, that's
yeah, what the, yeah, yeah. This is Susan.
Hi, Susan.
This is Allison.
Allison,
and then this is Michael Jordan.
Michael, what's up, man? I love your name.
I'm 8 years old.
Just such a deep voice for an 8-year-old.
Oh,
Michael.
Yeah, yeah.
You're also 6'6", it looks like.
Yeah, 6'6", I'm looking to play North Carolina basketball.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my kid. I love all three of them.
Well, y'all, while I feel bad about your dad having you sleep here, I see that you built a nice pillow fort. Looks like some of those, you're using some of the napkins to create some very intricate things over there. So, you know, kudos for creativity. And Mark, thanks for really committing to the team here at Exxon.
Hey, you know, I gotta say, like, I took a terrible situation and I'm trying to make it my own. So Michael Jordan, he's gonna get your offices. This is his bedroom. Susan,
whoa, wait. My
Susan's gonna use the CFO's office. Allison is gonna be staying in the cafeteria. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm a little weirded out by this. But Michael, you know, if you just try not to go into the safe.
I'm probably going to use the office as a basketball court. And, you know, wait a second. You said safe? Wait a second. Wait, hold on. Here we go. Let me see. Let me try a combination.
Michael,
23.
How would you know it?
23. 23.
That's it. That's exactly it. Oh my God.
Gosh, I'm going in. Oh, wow.
Here's the secret recipe for Exxon gasoline.
Did it all. This is why you should let people work from home.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, speaking of Exxon, Exxon, all these oil companies that are charging all this money, Mark, are making billions in money. And that's one of these things I think John Stewart said it best when there was a similar situation going on with supply and demand. He's like, I guess when you think of supply and demand, what happens is supply and demand works together to just screw everyone. Mm. And so all these gas companies that were already making money are making way more money. And what's interesting to me and the politics behind it of that we're subsidizing what they're doing, but then like in a state like Georgia, they're removing the gas tax to try and lower gas prices because the companies won't do it, which just is bizarre.
Yeah, it's tough, man. And the thing that sucks, I mean, saying the obvious, but it's just like the people that pay that price are some of the folks that we referenced earlier.
Right.
You know, the people that are just trying to get to work or just trying to go get food.
Yeah, trying to keep Michael Jordan at home so he doesn't sleep in the office.
Yeah. And, you know, just for a few additional numbers, Bill, you know, you mentioned like Exxon, for example. It's like, you know, Chevron, for example, it also experienced its most profitable year this year since 2014.
Right.
And so the company is reporting in January that it made $15.6 billion in revenue for 2021. And this is according to the Wall Street Journal. And that followed a loss of $5.5 billion in 2020 when, you know, more folks were at home.
Right. Yeah. Not driving. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And BP was another one who made record profits. It Shell also made significant profits. Yeah. So, you know, it's just one of those tough pills to swallow. But that's why go renewable, folks.
Hey, this is Michael Jordan. I'm still an 8-year-old kid that's living in my daddy's boss's office. And I got to say, you know, we got to do something about climate change. I want to grow up in a world that's not so dependent on oil. Swish.
Amen.
Swish.
Well, you know, one of the interesting things about all of this stuff, Mark, is that the U.S., and I another thing that was shocking to me, mm-hmm. was that the U.S. is now energy independent.
Okay.
So this is from Axios,
okay.
Which, you know, when I think about growing up, I think about the Gulf War, I think about, you know, Saudi Arabia and Iraq and how we were getting so much oil from them. But a seemingly elusive goal of producing enough fuels to avoid relying on the rest of the world to fill up gas tanks and keep electricity flowing is elusive no more.
Okay.
The U.S. produced more petroleum than it consumed in 2020. And the numbers were essentially in balance in 2021, according to the Energy Information Administration.
Okay.
As recently as 2010, America imported 9.4 million barrels a day of oil, more than it exported. And that had swung to a 650,000 barrel per day surplus in 2020, which is just crazy to me. And to the degree that we still do import oil, more of it is actually coming from our closest ally, Canada. It was a source of 51% of U.S. petroleum imports in the first 10 months of 2021, compared to 8% from the Persian Gulf.
Wow.
Which is just wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just interesting seeing those numbers change like that, you know?
Yeah. And I'm glad. I think it's a healthy thing for our, it's a healthy thing for our economy. And, you know, this Axios article has a great thing. It was this a free idea for an international relations professor is assign an essay question on how the changing economics of energy could affect America's stance in Middle East diplomacy.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. And then the article kind of goes on to say, to kind of like sum things up by saying, when oil prices spike, it's no longer a problem for overall growth, but because energy is a global market, it still means pain for American consumers and the sitting administration.
Right. So, you know, like just everything that was been going on in Ukraine and the Russian with oil and everything there, obviously it affects us, but it affects them so much more. And it's kind of interesting to see those tides turn. I mean, also we're very far away from it. So it feels, it's easier for us to, you know, have our opinion than the folks that are importing, you know, millions of barrels per day from there. It's, you know, blood barrels.
We'll be right back with more ridiculous news after this short break.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Don't get it confused. You are now tuned in to Ridiculous News.
So, Bill, as we come back, I want us to talk about another headline in the news about gas prices, and this is about trucking specifically. So the headline is Akron area trucking companies battle record high diesel fuel prices. All right. So leaders in the Akron area trucking industry say painful diesel price increases are putting a strain on their companies and will further fuel consumer inflation down the road. On Saturday, the average price of diesel fuel in Ohio reached an all-time record of $5.01 per gallon, according to the American Auto Association. And so that's an increase of 62.4% from the price 1 year ago. And so in Akron, a record of $5.09 per gallon was set on Thursday. Carl Hummel, owner and president of HOC Transport Co. in Akron, said his mid-sized company of about 75 trucks anticipated a major price increase and took what steps it could to lessen the impact. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So they've been dealing with these high prices.
This is so much on the trucking industry already. They're dealing with automation. They're dealing with all these other things. And or dealing with a lack of drivers. Mm-hmm. I know that's a huge thing that the trucking, and now they got this gas cost.
Right. And also just for a timeline, because I mentioned like Thursday or Monday, this article was from the 14th, mid-March. Prices may have adjusted some since then, but of course I imagine that they're still dealing with, you know, right. Like similar things, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. The owner actually said, the trucking industry is, quote, the trucking industry is struggling badly. He said, everything is high right now, which when you're talking about the trucking industry is terrible. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking about an after party, you know, that's a whole different story. If it was the trucking industry's after party, maybe they'd be feeling a little better about the way things are going.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think all this leads to kind of maybe we should carpool more.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, Bill, it's kind of funny you say that. I mean, we do have another gig on the other side of town.
That's right.
And we should probably go right now.
Yeah, let's go. Let's
well, I guess what we can do is we can pick up our mics and our laptops.
Yeah.
We're going to drive safely, of course.
Of course.
But I think we can continue to drive as we commute.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's jump in.
Okay, cool.
All right, here
all
we
right.
go.
Awesome.
Going in.
Nice. Cool. I'm going to get my stuff here.
Yeah, let's
you know what? Let's take my Camry. Is that cool?
Oh, of course. Yeah, let's jump in the Camry.
All right, nice. Yeah, man.
Perfect.
Awesome. Cool. Welcome to the Camry.
I call shotgun.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Awesome, man. Great. So hope temperature is good for you and everything.
Temperature's great.
Nice. Well, I'm going to start up this car.
Okay.
And we'll just kind of get on the highway here. You know, pick any music you like or not. You know, we can just talk.
Know. Yeah, we can just chill. Put on some funky background jazz tunes.
Okay, cool.
Funky jazz. Funky jazz.
I'm down for it. Hey, Bill, this is kind of weird. Someone's waving us down like know you.
That's it. Hey, you know what? Let's stop. Why not?
Okay, yeah, so like you're cool to carpool.
I'm
I mean,
cool
I said at the beginning of the
I'm
episode,
cool to
I'm
carpool.
Cool to carpool.
Is that wait? Is that Michael Jordan?
Okay, I'll let him in. Hello, it's me, Michael Jordan, an 8-year-old kid living in the office of my CEO for the daddy.
Hey, do you need a ride, Michael? I remember earlier we were chatting.
Y'all going anywhere near I-94 to get off at Chicago, Illinois, so I can play for the Bulls?
I mean, closer than you are in this Atlanta intersection.
Oh, I'll take it.
Hop on in.
You know, I feel like you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You know, so that's why I was waving down every single car. These gas prices are crazy, and I don't know if politicians are going to really do what they need to do. So in the meantime, we need to look out for each other.
That's so true. How old did you say you are?
About 8 years old.
You're a wise 8-year-old.
My dad named me after Michael Jordan. It's weird. He didn't give me his last name. I don't know how I feel about that yet.
Well, you know what? You're living up to you seem like maybe a goat.
Oh, yeah. Michael Jordan, I you know, thanks so much for riding with us. We really appreciate it. You know, oh, wait, Bill, someone else
There's someone, yeah.
Bill, are you texting these people?
I might be texting. And Mark, I think you can tell who that is as we get closer.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that's the Queen of England.
Oh, my goodness. You're right, Bill. I didn't know you had the Queen of England's number.
Well, yeah.
Wow,
she,
Bill.
Whenever she visits, I'm one of her, actually her third text.
Okay, wow, man. Hey, Bill, listen, you're my friend, everything. The queen needs to get
you're
shotgun.
You're right. That's
all right,
totally
so if you
true,
could just kind of like get out.
Let me get out. Excuse me, Michael Jordan. Sorry
about
that.
Right. All right. Wow. Okay. Queen of England, welcome. Please. Here's the door. Get right in.
Oh, hello, Bill and Mark and Michael Jordan. It's me, the Queen of England.
Thank you so much, Your Majesty, for coming in. I'm glad we could give you a... Can I ask you a question?
Anything of the Queen.
Like, you already know Michael Jordan?
Yes, yes, yes. He's a top prospect in the under-13 leagues. You gotta start following basketball players way ahead of time now if you're gonna... If you want to draft well, you know.
That's so true, Your Majesty. You're really on point for, I didn't know you liked basketball so much.
Oh, I love all the sports. I love basketball. I love football. I love imperialism.
Oh, Your Majesty, imperialism, I think, oh, wait. Hold on a second. I think she's taking over your car, Mark.
Yes, I claim this Camry, the property of England. I will tax everyone here.
Oh, no.
This place belongs to me. I am the ruler of the Toyota Camry.
Mark, if you honk the horn, what's going to come out now?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I'm going to try to honk the horn. Is that a Dell? All right. Well, we'll keep riding.
Your Majesty, can we at least finish our carpool?
Yes, of course. Keep getting as many people into this car as you need to get. Don't mind me.
Yeah, there's one more. There's one more person waving over there, Mark.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, I'll pick them up. Who's this?
That It's Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh, Jeff Foxworthy. Oh, my gosh. I'm a fan. He has a new Netflix special out. Oh, my gosh. Nice. Welcome, Jeff Foxworthy.
You might be the Queen of England if you get into a car and then stab a British flag in the top of it and claim it as your own.
That's me. I relate. You have such relatable comedy. Do you have a book?
That's right. I got a lot of books on Your Majesty. I do.
You
might be the Queen of England if instead of a Coca-Cola, you get an Earl Grey.
That's me. That is me. Hey, guys. All right. So we are pulled up here. So it looks like we are at the McDonald's here. I know some of you all maybe want to get off here. So I think
you might be a redneck if you think a fancy date is a chicken McNugget and a Big Mac.
I haven't had fast food in so long. Jeff Foxworthy, I hope you join me for lunch.
Hey, Mark, get ready for this. I'm going to push out the queen.
Oh my gosh, Bill, go. Oh my gosh, I'm going. Oh my gosh. I hope she's okay. I hope Jeff Foxworthy's okay.
I've got pushed them all out, except the only person left is me, you, and Michael Jordan.
Hey, everybody, number 23 here.
Well, Bill, I think we learned a lot about, gas prices and
the importance of carpooling.
Everyone is asking. I checked. The queen is fine. Bill did a really nice job. Make sure that
it was a gentle push.
Yeah, the queen was just fine. Jeff Foxworthy was there too. I think everyone's all right.
Yeah, I think everyone's gonna be okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, as always, thank you for tuning in to Ridiculous News. We know you have a lot of choices of what to listen to, and we say this genuinely. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, y'all. And you know what? Follow us if you want on social media. You can follow us on Facebook at Ridiculous News Podcast. You can email us at ridiculousnews@iheartmedia.com. And be sure to check out our comedy videos at Mark Kendall Comedy on IG, TikTok, and Facebook. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow at Kendall Comedy. We do all kinds of funny comedy videos. We also have a production company, Cool 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 Productions, so you can look us up there as well.
Yeah. Thanks so much, y'all. We will see you very soon. Talk to you next time.
Have a great day.
Ridiculous News is hosted by Mark Kendall and Bill Worley. Executive producers are Ben Bolin and Noel Brown. Produced and edited by Tari Harrison. Research provided by Casey Willis. And theme music by Four Eyes and Dr. Delight. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.